Good morning or evening, friends. This is Matthew Allen, award-winning music journalist and television producer, and I'm here to announce the premiere of Get Off the Fence, the definitive music debate podcast brought to you by Define Media. Music debates have always been a big part of my life. Whether I've been sitting in a barber chair, having heated talks with my siblings at family reunions, or just chopping it up with some of my friends and colleagues in the art industry. We all have strong opinions about music, and ranking music plays a huge role in that. For each episode of this new podcast, I go head to head with a brand new guest as we debate which album is the best. Our inaugural season features classic albums pinned up against other classic albums from legends and hitmakers ranging from Quincy Jones, Janet Jackson, Common, Marvin Gaye, and much, much more. We make our case using five different categories per episode. Bookends, the best album openers and closers. Higher Highs, which had the best commercial singles. Lower Lows, each guest picks the weakest song on the opposing album. Lyrically speaking, we analyze the lyrical content. And the X Factor, we make our closing arguments as we each share a special element that makes our album stand out. What was the one song that you said that there's nothing on Inner Visions that's as weak as that particular song's a Key Life song? What was the song?
This is a tough one. I kind of went with Village Ghetto.
I'm gonna win this category.
I kind of went with
Village. Wow.
And I know as people might be like, what the hell is this guy doing?
It's wow.
But
if I was on the other side, I could pick at least two other songs.
I mean, right. And you said we get to pick what? Two songs, you said, right?
We had two songs. But Village. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes.
What was the other one?
Yes,
Mike?
Yes, sir. I said it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was either that or He Doesn't Even Know I'm Alive, and my sister would gut me like a fish if I would have chose that song.
I love that song.
That song is cool too. And that plays into the Control element a little bit more, just because you have to remember, when Control was recorded, she was 19. So she's drawing back from her like sort of teenage experiences, or at least relating to a teenage experience of a girl that likes a guy that doesn't really notice her, or she kind of likes him from a distance. It's Janet Jackson. I can't imagine why that would happen. But like I said, it was, you know, she was a teenager, you know, so they were still like, oh, yeah. I'm Janet Jackson, you know, I will be in your dreams one day. So he didn't know that.
Yeah, no. The guy was a fool. I would have picked up the phone, Janet.
Yes. I would have picked up the phone, and when I answer the door, I'm like, man, I was waiting for you. Come on in here. We got dinner, you know?
And it's Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
It's everything you want.
Everything you want. You can have yams. You can have the right side of the bed. You can...
And what's the best part of this? You get to pick who the winner is. That's right. Leave your comments on social media and the Define Media website and tell us which album you prefer and who made the best argument. Also, let me know what albums you'd like to hear me debate against my guests. Thank you in advance and stay tuned for episode 1. Get Off the Fence is written and produced by me, Matthew Allen, as part of Define Media. It can be found on Spotify, Apple Music, and other places where RSS feeds are heard. See you soon.